Let us begin this service by singing 288. 288. O Lord, how manifold the works in wisdom wrought by thee. The wealth of thy creation fills the earth and mighty sea. Number 288. First, we read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of any thing that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guilty that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, to see it all that's in them is a rest of the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ass, nor his heir, nor anything that is thy neighbor. The third reading to you is from God's holy word, the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we commence with verse 19, Matthew 6. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and root rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do no break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. developed is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace is given, and it be multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, let it not be evil in thy holy sight that we sinful creatures, worms of the dust, nothing, and totally nothing in ourselves, that we ask of thee, and that it may please thee, not for any merit that is in us, and that never will come, but for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake only, to remember us, with all our dear ones, where in this morning hour of this Sabbath day, the privilege is given unto us to come up in this house of worship to call upon thy holy name, but also to place ourselves under thy word and under thy testimony. Lord, remember us with all the needs and wants. They are so great and so manifold. We have even no words to express ourselves in it. Thou art the only one, the all-knowing God who knows our heart and the secrets within. Thou knowest everything. There is no expectation of us, but that our only hope and our only expectation was in thee, a triune God, in the Father who had chosen, and the Son who had bought and delivered, and the Holy Spirit who make alive and who gathers that church to eternal life. And that from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, and even that everything is upside down, but thy counsel shall stand, and thou shalt fulfill thy counsel, and all that is determined by thee from all eternity. Lord, remember us in this Sabbath day, given prayer to pray, given sight to say, given meat that it came and that there was in our heart really meat after thee. There is nothing in us, no, and it shall never come, empty vessels. But all that privilege, that woman, in the time of that prophet, so poor that she had nothing else than death, but that prophet commanded her to drag her house full with empty vessels. And then when they were standing there, they were all filled. And God of wonders and God of miracles. Lord, remember us. Give the spirit of prayer and supplication and discover us, emptiness, stripped us out, that nothing was left, but that there was room and place for Christ and for Him crucified. Have mercy with us and with our children and with our grandchildren traveling to that great and ever-ending eternity. And thou knowest by nature there is no feeling about unless that it is bound upon our hearts and upon our souls, that thy word in this Sabbath day be opened in preaching, in reading, in catechizing. We are all so dependent from thee. Thou knowest, Lord, we can even not utter one word if it is not given unto us. So poor we are in ourselves. But by thee is in fullness. Lord, remember us and fill our hearts with the fear of thy name and with that grace that is so necessary to be reconciled with God, but also with that peace that passes all understanding, that thy word may find an entrance into our hearts. The time is short, soon it is eternity, and every service can be for the last, that we perform it and that we may hear it. Oh, let it never testify against us in the day of days, but remember us also in the conversion of sinners. In the same way as Adam was converted, and in that same way as that the last of the elect shall be converted, there is no other way, and there is no other name given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. Have mercy also toward that people that sometime had thought in their life that they were seeking after thee, but there is some they can no more see it. Conscience bringing up fear for hell, for punishment, placing themselves outside of it. But Lord, if the true work was the gun in their heart, of bring it to a solution and give him his light from above, break the bends asunder, that the devil and all his powers be ashamed in this Sabbath day, and that thy people receive the desire of their heart. I will manifest myself unto them. And in the knowledge of thee, Lord, Jesus Christ, is life eternal. Confirm thy work in the hearts of thy people. Establish it in this Sabbath day, Lord, that they may receive as a crumb, fallen from their master's table, and that their soul be rejoiced in thee. Supply the needs and wants of that mother who is still in the hospital waiting for an operation in all the weakness. Lord, help her through, and that thy eyes were open over her and over the family. In mercy and in compassion, speaking to the soul and bring it to a solution. The father who was brought yesterday in the hospital, strengthen also him in all is niets en want. And that all those trials were sanctified to his heart. That mother was brought from one hospital again in that rest home. We have not thought that it will take place, but we know nothing any of yesterday. Remember her there with all that other people that there is so many. As some they know nothing about life. But Lord, look upon them and all those other ones in different places. We commend them all at the throne of grace. With all the widows, orphans and widows, and all those that in bereavement, shorter or longer time already in our church. Thou knowest all the crosses, and thou knowest all the afflictions, and thou knowest all the strife. Remember all of us, young and old, great and small, also some by the climbing of the years in our midst, that in the evening time of their life that would be light for the soul. That boy that was shut from the service and in our midst again, give him and his parents an heart to acknowledge thee. Made everything well, remember the country in all their foolishness and in all the wretchedness and all the sins. No seriousness is to be found in the midst of all the trouble and all the judgment of the Lord. But if there were 10 righteous people in Sodom, then the city would not be destroyed. Oh, remembering Christ, bring us back to thy word and testimony, and give in our midst and in our heart, young and old, to bow unconditionally under the authority of thy word and testimony. Remember all thy servants, several sick also in the old country, and in our home denomination here, remember that brother still in the hospital. We have you sitting at his bedside this week. Remember him, prepare him for what he shall hear tomorrow, what he will do with him, maybe in some operation to his heart. But remember and strengthen and spare and prolong his life if it can please thee, and visit him in thy favor. Help also us in this day for that great test that lays upon our shoulders. Thy hand has holpen us last week every day in so many labors and preaching in those different places. Lord, help us also in this Sabbath day and give light in our hearts in all the heaviness that lay upon us. Thou knowest, Lord, but please, that I shall may make a decision for our heart, and that it was all to the honor of thy name and to the welfare of the church. Forgive our sins and our transgressions, and hear us and visit us in thy favor. For Christ's sake only, amen. Number 402. O sing ye hallelujah. It is good our God to praise, that his pleasant and becoming to him our songs to raise. He builds the wall of Zion, he seeks her wandering sons, he binds her wounds and comforts the broken-hearted ones. 402. Congregation, I ask your attention this morning for the consideration of the 50th Lord's Day, 50, which is the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. This is be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without a blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone indeed disperse there is by the consideration congregation of this petition something special that draw our attention this morning. And that is this, that we have now in the prayer of Christ also the place. I would say, in other words, we have now also a turn. Before, it was always different. It was, of course, first, hallowed be thy name. Then thy kingdom come, and then thy will be done. Now here it is different. Now it is give us this day our daily bread. And there is something else that we have to consider, and that is this, that in the 51st Lord's Day, then we have to pray for the forgiveness of our debts, and in the last one, lead us not into temptation. Thus, the temporal needs of men in this Lord's Day are placed before the spiritual needs. And that is a point what we really have to consider. To a right understanding of it, then I have to say first of something else to you this morning. There are, in regard to this petition, two evils. The first is that there is in the world people that thinks not so much about the temporal needs and wants in their life. The people that is living in a certain condition, that they are compared with the deist who were living in the days of the church fathers. You know, it was always a church militant. Always. And that shall it be till the end of the world. As enough. But those deists, they instructed their people that the Lord had well created the world, but that the Lord had no more further pity
or compassion with that people, that after the creation, the Lord's eyes are no more over the world, that everyone have to live his own life. And now there is people that really believes that there is only one thing but must fill our heart and our mind, and that are the spiritual things. And that is, to a certain extent, is that true? We have heard this morning already, by the reading of Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all those other things shall be added be them to them. The main thing that this congregation, how shall I be reconciled with God? That's the main thing. The world passes away with all the lust thereof. But we are placed here in this world, and we cannot live indifferent. A man has to take care for the providing of his family. And a woman, a mother, have to take care for the bringing up of the children. Sarah was in the tent. And Abraham, he had his business. He was the head over almost 300 people that was laboring for him. And he could not withdraw himself from it. No. That man that was called to a certain purpose here in this world. And now it is well true that in regard to spiritual things, that is the most important in our life. And another thing, if it please the Lord, that heaven is in our heart, then it is with us the same as with Ledeboer. He said once, for one kiss of Jesus' mouth, I give all that black ground. Then everything falls away. But we have also to realize, people, that the Lord had given us here a place in this world. And I'm calling by the Lord that we have to perform and fulfill. Bible said so clear that those that not work, they shall not eat. Thus, we have our calling here in this world, here on earth. But there is another evil, and that is that man is living for nothing else than for this temporal life, materialism, that is asking for nothing else than for bread and for fun. And that is one of the things that we see more and more here in this world. The thoughts about death and eternity and what is necessary soon to leave this world, you see that go away more and more. The religion that is in general coming to naught, to naught, to naught. Where you shall find the true preaching of the word, there. We find that in different church papers. We hear that out several letters that we receive from other states. Complaints upon complaints. That it become for some that have nog some feeling, I say not always converted, but nog some feeling for the truth, that they say, we cannot find in our neighborhood a place to go to the church. Some they are trying it, but a great disappointment. And the church is in general nothing else than a society. A society. And the only one thing so necessary that goes farther and farther away and what a life and what a world in which we are living now, people. If the Lord not had left a remnant, we were as Sodom and as Gomorrah. Really? That is all that it is. And it can fill our heart with nothing else than with grief. What we see and what we hear. Even amongst the rulers of the company, in the serious conditions in which we are, laughing and have fun. And the Lord's day did nothing for them. They travel and they visit, and tis possible, people, tis possible in the Netherlands, they can no more drive a car on Sunday. Tis forbidden. Some people that try to do it, but the police give them a ticket for 1,000 guldens. 1,000. And now they are ready to make another law that even on Saturday evening that it shall be impossible to drive a car. Some people said, oh, little things, no. The Lord reigns and he is clothed with majesty. And the government in Canada write about it already. What shall it be soon here in our country? What shall it be soon? The Lord reigns, and he is clothed with majesty. To bow under the Almighty God, laughing. Everybody must well cry if we did realize it, in what condition that we are. But let us eat and drink and be merry. Tomorrow we die. And in hell, we do not believe in it. And there are people, even ministers, they said, Soon the Lord shall empty hell, because he will not that anybody shall be perished. It is now not a temporal punishment hell, but soon when Christ come on the clouds, then he shall empty that hell, and then they all go to heaven. That is what they say in our days. And where shall you find not some that is concerned about the welfare of the immortal and ever dying soul? I shall not say so much about this morning more. We hope to do that this week with Thanksgiving Day, if the Lord spared us. But it is in terrible condition, really. Terrible. That there is no concern about our state and condition. And I know, congregation, I know, even that we have all the money of the world, we cannot buy a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I, as well as you, we are so poor that we cannot bring one tear in our eyes that is gathered in that battle, as you read in Psalm 56. Such wretched ones we are. But now Christ, he had said to his disciples to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We have 7 words in that petition. Give us this day our daily bread, 7 words. And this morning I will say something about those words. The first word that is give. But how have we to look to that word give? What is the meaning of that word now? Is that now a demand, or is it a prayer? I give you an example about the difference. We read in Proverbs 30, verse 15, the horse leaps had 2 daughters, crying, give, give. That is here in the text, and demand, give, give. And now those daughters, they are long married. But now those children that they brought in the world, they are all saying the same thing as their mothers. Give, give. You think about all those unions. Our country sinks away of the results, the evil results of the unions. It is a judgment for the country.
3. It is not based on the word of God. No, it is all force. And it is all demand. That man shall rule the world. And that socialist principle that is in that, of course, entirely, that we all must have the same. And then they say in the minutes, we have a right to live. And not only to live, but that we can do in our temporal life what we want. And we have to confess that years and years ago there were conditions amongst the people that was working that was awful. There was so much poverty, and it was in that respect not necessary. That we receive for our work so much that we can live, that is necessary. His word in the days that Israel was in the wilderness. Every morning they have to go out, the outside of their homes, and then to pick up that man that the Lord had given from heaven. They could not take it over for the next day, because then it was corrupted. Thus, give us this day. But now, there is no other word, our daily bread. Our. Is it an our bread? No. But it is merited by Christ. Christ in the state of his humiliation, he was hungry and he was thirsty. And that also that his people would not hunger and not thirst. For that cause and for that reason was it that Christ hungered and thirst. The world is made by the created by the Father, but made by the Son too. And now the Son, with his precious blood, he merited everything for his people, for his children. And the world lived also out of it. Not that Christ merited anything for reprobates. Never. All for the cause for which Christ came in the world, that was for his people. He died for his people. He rose up for his people. But still, the world, to a certain extent, have also a part in what was merited for God's children. Give us, God's people that had a freedom to ask the people from their camp in his catechism, He was read many times in Harvey Street years ago. Van der Kemp, he said in his catechism, that all the blessings merited by Christ, by his blood, that it is for his people, that is comprehended in the covenant of grace. And that the people had a freedom to ask their Father. It is also here, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. For themselves they have no right. They have even no right to live. But the Lord had given that childlike right to his people that they can plead upon them. Isaiah 30, verse 16. There it is so clear, that promise that the Lord had given to his people, that he said, the bread that shall be sure, and the water that shall be sure. That is because Christ had merited that for his children. God's people that had a freedom to come with all the temporal needs and wants to him. And they can plead upon what the Lord had promised to them. And a blessing, when it is so clear that God is our Father. That's a wonderful thing, people. That the Lord is not Lord over us, but that he is our Father. And that now, as in the way of nature, that in child, he had freedom to ask his father and mother for bread and for everything what they need in the temporal life. Paul, he said in Hebrews 6, 4, verse 16, let us then go freely. Let us go to the throne of grace, with boldness, with freedom and with liberty, because the Lord had promised that to his people. And David, he said, I was young and I was old. I am now old. And I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed seeking bread. And the Lord, he blessed the generations, as long as they walk in the ways of the Lord. Even that it is outwardly. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily. Just every day. And we made the Lord not tired to pray it every day. No. His ears are open all the time for the sighings and cries of his people. Go freely to him with all your needs and with all your wants. And even in daily life, if our life is as Enoch and as Noah walking with the Lord, what shall be the result, you think? What shall be the result? That we for the little things ask the Lord. For the little things in our life. Then we go on the street in the morning for the protection of the Lord. Then we come to our office or to the factory or where that we have to work. That we ask for strength and for wisdom. Then we go back, that we ask him that he brings us safely home. Is it not too little to ask that? No. Because Christ, he said, give us this day our daily bread. And in that bread is involved everything. All that we need with our family for our daily life. And he will not only hear our petition, but he will also answer our petition. And he will give us what we need for our daily life. As we sing that now, out of 101, I have not seen to since my youth, full many years have fled, the saint forsaken or beheld, his children begging bread. Number 101, the second stanza. Question, we cannot go further this morning than over those seven words. But now the question for you and me, congregation, did it now ever happen in our life that we have prayed that petition? Did that now ever happen? I think there is people amongst me that will say we pray that every day. Yeah. Go on with it. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. But now the question that is, you can realize, I ask not you whether you pray that with your mind, but whether you have prayed that once with your heart. That we have done it with our heart, congregation. With our heart. Is there still time in your home to pray and to read the Bible in the morning? Is there still time? But time is there separated for devotions, for house religion. In the morning, in the evening, is it so that one comes out his bed then, another 50 minutes later, a third 1.5 hour later, that they go sell to the refrigerator to take something? Of that mother lays something ready for the next day, and that is sometimes even not sitting, but standing, take that little food. In our days, some people said this so easy. We go to the restaurant for breakfast. You take the Bible with you. There is time to pray, time to acknowledge Him, the Lord. Oh, congregation, there must well be a reformation. A reformation. Really.
Years ago I was but a boy, and then I was in the house of a minister for some days. And then we go not so late to bed in the evening. He said, it is now time to go to bed, because tomorrow, 6:30, you have to come out of your bed. At 7 o'clock, we are all have to sit at the table. And then, yeah, big family. But they all were there. And then starting on our knees, singing a psalm, praying, reading the Bible, talking a while about it, singing and praying, and that was what happened. We have time for everything, people. Time for everything. But now time to acknowledge the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. That resort in the families. And that it is not all in the hurry. But that there is time to acknowledge the Lord and to talk and to listen to what the Lord said in his holy word. Oh, that everyone may come to himself, and that we ask the Lord, what is our life, people? Did we ever ask the Lord for what we have heard this morning out of his word? Give us this day our daily bread, that the Lord is so merciful that he thought that he is thinking about the needs, our daily needs. But we shall not live by bread only. The blessing has to come from the Lord also for our daily life. And finally, congregation, the need for that bread that came from heaven, and that only can fill our heart and our soul for time and for eternity. And that bread of life, that Christ, that is necessary, that we eat and drink, that bread and that water of life, and that that may strengthen our soul, and that that may gladden our heart. Acknowledge the Lord for the privilege that the Lord had make room for us to pray for our daily needs, but that the spiritual needs, that they become the highest at the highest place in our heart and soul, children of God especially, that we never have rest before that we know that God is our Father through Christ, and that we receive that freedom and that liberty for our own heart and for our own soul. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Sanctify it to our heart. Bring us back in this afternoon and evening, and grant unto us the Holy Spirit, supply the needs and the wants for each and every one. Cover us under thy wings, and prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. For Christ's sake only, amen. We sing now 137, and we start with the first stanza. Hear, O my people, I will speak against thee, I will testify. 137, and we start with the first stanza.
account for Mr. William Van Dyke, Matilda Street, who is brought to the Butterworth Hospital, and for Lambert Romain, who is discharged from the service of the country. Receive now the blessing of the Lord, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.